Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
You can do it, Charlie
Hello
Brown.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. I want to welcome all of our Facebookers who are watching us streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook. I also want to welcome all of you blog talkers. Love having you, and we're so glad you're already lining up for your turn to get a reading during a call. So, excuse me, before we get any further, I'd like to reiterate to everybody that I'm using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. A distinction we need to make for those who are new, because so many just believe that we're using tarot or oracle cards or some other type of card, and we're not, or any other system. So I just wanted to make that clear. Also, I want to mention that I will be using a 24-card layout during show when I give you your reading. It's strictly my own preference. Others like to just, you know, randomly select three or more cards, but I prefer to use 24 card layout. And I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo Baggins, who is my co-host.
Word up on that, dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our opening disclaimer. We also would like to remind everybody, callers and Facebook Live viewers, that if you are international, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out like we're giving to Helen in the UK right
Yay,
now.
Hey, Helen!
She explained what happened. Her phone ran out of data yesterday. Remember?
Oh,
near the three quarters of the wheel,
yeah.
Close to her reading thing? Yeah. Buoy, it gets reposted. So, Helen, you could watch. I think you only missed like the end of your reading, really, right?
It was only the yeah. Just
she had
right
a couple
the,
more words, and then we went to your angel card, I believe.
Yeah, it was nothing.
So it was
you
all
weren't
right.
Missing anything crucial.
No. Welcome, Ashley. Ashley is here.
Ashley.
All right. This is a call-in show primarily, but we'll talk about other methods. First of all, the phone 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
Yeah.
When you call in, you will be told, hey, you're going on hold, but you can hear the show while you wait. And that's what happens. I do a test every the beginning of every show because every once in a while we have some kind of blog talk radio glitch, and we'd like
yeah.
to know about it up front, and everything's great. So, yes, if you're listening to the show, everything's cool. Just wait. Just wait. And when we come to you, we will tell you you're live, and we ask that you do the following things if you legally and safely can. Get off the speakerphone, get off the Bluetooth, all the noises that you got going on because you're killing time. Knock them down, make it a library type quality if you can. If you're multitasking, walking around, doing a bunch of stuff, you gotta put that down, gotta stop. If you're at home, please find the quiet spot with good cell phone reception. You should know where that is, but it's in your own home. And the reason we say these things is because your phone call goes through the cell phone world and it goes to Blog Talk Radios. And then it comes out our computer, it comes out our computer speakers. And there is a loss of quality of sound sometimes. And if you got a lot of other stuff going on, it can just make it really rough. So, you know how that goes, all right? Yeah, Helen said she did watch it too.
Oh, okay.
There you go. She got that going for you. That's the Facebook folks or even blog talkers that can go on Facebook. We post every single show when we're done. So you can watch it again if you missed something or whatever. Or if you just like watching, you want to hear your own reading again. It was really meant something special. You can watch it again. And I think Blog Talk Radio archives them too, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do.
The audio thing. So mm-hmm. you got lots of options. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. And there are those that cannot call in on a phone line or Skype in. You can Skype in that number I gave. We'll, from time to time, depending on the call list and whatnot, yeah. and the people, the demand in Facebook too, it has to be demand there. We will open the floor to Messenger. And when we open the floor, only when we ask Messenger and us, so we have to hang up on you. We don't ask and we're not ready for it. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee and you'll be messengering. You'll be sending your Facebook message to Deborah Lee. If you're new here and you said, hey, I want to do this, you can do a friend request to Deborah Lee. Just let us know you did one, and she can go immediately find you and accept
it. Oh, yeah,
it.
You know, I need to do that right now.
So that's how you can do that.
5 people are waiting for my approval.
Sure, and not all of them are legit. You know how Facebook is. Everybody,
oh, I know
everybody
how
out
to,
here knows.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. They're a bunch of scoundrels.
Well, if it's a guy, and he has no friends in common, and you look on his page, this is important to remember these things. If you go to his Facebook page and you're scrolling and it's like maybe 3-4 pictures, usually of him, very little content, you are now on the page of a scammer. The other ones that annoy the heck out of me are the ones that you let them be a friend and then right away they think it's a dating website. Hey, beautiful, how are you? And I tell them, I'm too busy, I don't chat. And if they keep it up, bingo, you're gone. You know, we have to be discerning about who we're letting into our lives. But these are all legit, giving them all.
All right, real quick.
Yeah.
That sound, when you hear that, is at the conclusion of your intuitive card reading with Deborah Lee. And it means we're getting ready to move on. But before we do move on, we're going to give you a one-card angel card reading before we say goodbye and move to the next caller. So that's why with the harp sound, angel harp, you get it, you got it. But that sound also means reading with Deborah is over. Please don't start trying to get in some last questions. Please don't do that. Ask your questions up front. You can get more than one in. Typically, people ask 2 questions. What about this and this right up front? Get it? She's only going to put the cards down once. If you want multiple questions, multiple layouts and stuff like that, you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and you arrange for a private reading.
And you know, the thing is, give me a little bit of information, because until I really feel connected to you spiritually and intuitively, if you just put a question out like how's my love life? Well, it would be good to preface that with a little bit of, I just had it in my head. I haven't had a date in 6 months, or there's nobody on the scene for me, or I'm kind of crushing on a guy at work.
Yeah.
You know, give me a little something.
Yes. Some people, when they're new, they're probably, because there's all different sorts out there that do different things. Some people assume it's like you're walking into like some kind of a traveling show and there's a lady dressed like a gypsy with a crystal ball and you just sit down and you don't say squat.
There are those kinds, yeah.
This ain't that. Right, this is more info, the better info you get back.
And it's really involves quite a bit of life coaching is involved, where we're going to teach you how to use the important tools of choice and change in your life as you're traveling your path. Just because something's on your path doesn't always mean you have to tolerate it, you know, accept it. There's a lot of sway in what we can do. And please excuse me, I am having allergies.
She's having a frog night. You know, it happens.
I'm having a frog convention. All right.
Let the frogs out. Ribbit. All right, let's see here. We got a new person here. We'll throw him a hey. Vanessa is in
Vanessa.
Here. Vanessa. Live viewer is on here. Welcome.
Glad to have you with us.
Put some info in how to contact us. It's free readings here. There's no gimmick. It's not like we're going to take your credit card and say it's free. It doesn't go down like that. And if you watch, you'll see. Anyway, let's take that first caller. 520 Arizona, 520. Welcome back.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just am so happy to talk with you. And I wanted to know, I had mentioned to you that I moved from a place and that I was going to call the landlady because I hadn't heard from her on the deposit. And I did make a call, and she didn't pick up the phone. She did not. So I left a message, and I just gave my name, which she well knows my name. And then I said, you know, I'm calling about the deposit. And I gave my phone number, which she has my phone number, but I was keeping it very professional. And I said, I just want to know where that is. And then I hung up. Well, then I guess my phone must have been off or whatever. I missed a call from her. So she left a lengthy message, which I still have. And she said she was going to sit down and calculate to me. And then she named the Landlord Tenant Act if she had so many days to return it to me. And then she said, there will be some deductions, but I'll get it into the mail for you. And I'm not decided if I'm going to take her to small claims court, if it's going to be too much trouble, if she really deducts the holy crackers out of it. You know, what are you picking up?
Okay,
all right, that's a really good question.
Very excellent question, and she's discussed this with you before, so you have some background.
Yes, I certainly do.
Yep, remember this landlady that is not a nice person necessarily.
Like I've mentioned before, I used to be an apartment manager. I managed 60 units, and the owner of the property did not live locally, but he clearly informed me. I do not like to give back security deposits, so you're going to have to find all kinds of reasons. And I simply could not be dishonest that way.
Yeah.
Some of these people broke their backs to clean the place.
Well, right. And, you know, it's not everybody can just magically come up with a security deposit to begin with. That's hard enough. And then you got to turn on all your utilities. And it's a lot of money to do all that. So that's kind of crappy. Anyway. International shout out to Lady R in South Africa.
Well, Lady R.
Welcome back. She likes how she stops in from time to time.
I am so happy you popped in with us.
It's the very early in the morning there.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hope everything is going good with her.
And I did do everything that she asked. You know, I paid the electricity up to the very last day. She had the run of the place. You know, for a whole month. I mean, 5 minutes after I hit the road, which was early part of the month, you know, to come down here, she was in there, you know, and I had paid the rent for till the end of the month, but she was in there. She was, you know, doing her thing. And then the person that I had cleaning the place, she kept calling the person to come back and redo certain aspects of it to her satisfaction. And I paid that person. So that's why I'm a little... like, when I get whatever she's going to send me, I'm going to sleep on it and decide if it's worth going to small claims court.
I want you to brace yourself.
Got a good plan. What do you got?
Yeah, I want you to brace yourself, Lisa, because I think you're not going to like what you get back as far as the deductions, blah, blah, blah. Oh, sure, she's trying to stand by the letter of the law. And remember, I've told you there's a male behind her, family member, something like that.
Somebody is pushing her buttons.
Who has probably told her, too, we don't like to give
security.
Well, you're going to have to make the decision of how much it's worth. I'll tell you, so many of us in the world have been burned by landlords.
And they do it because 90% of the time they're going to get away with it because people have jobs, they work, they can't take the time to go fight this stuff.
Have to go all the way back to that town.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's even got it worse because she's moved, absolutely.
So you just weigh it out, but I want you to definitely be prepared.
Be prepared to be unhappy with the dollar amount. And hopefully when she sends that, she itemizes the deductions on there because otherwise that's bull crap.
Did they give you a list when you moved in of what the charges would be?
I think she's going to send a list. She's usually pretty detailed. So if I go back and talk to her and say I refuse this amount and the next time I talk to you will be in the court, will she then try to renegotiate with me or is it just a closed door on her end?
frankly, I think it's a closed door. But remember, the future is affected. There's a flux to it.
So
yeah. So
might want to ask that question again when you actually receive.
Wait till you receive it.
And kind of digest what you read.
And if you dispute anything on it, sure, you could. Did she give you an itemized list when you moved in of what they would charge for cleaning? Went to move out? You've never gotten that?
No.
Oh, I have.
I've never gotten that.
In every apartment I've ever lived in. So
I mean, there was the breakdown of, you know, deposit and first and last and that kind of thing.
Now, shifting gears a little bit, I just have to ask you, have you heard from Paul, is it? Paul?
No, and I kind of gave him, I have to go back and listen to your message from yesterday. I told him, because he was reading me the Riot Act, and I don't even know why he was saying that, because it's not really his business. And he was telling me that I was being too slow about settling things on the estate, and he was, why would he take such an interest in that?
Right. Well, yeah, that's interesting.
Could he possibly think you're coming into millions?
Oh, God.
You know, I mean,
I don't know.
This man has presented himself to you as being a really great guy. He was friends with your significant other before
like way back. Yeah.
But there might be, we'll have to really delve next time into his character and see what kind of man is he really? Does he only chase after like widows who may have a lot of money?
Oh. You
know, see, they're out there.
Okay.
The humans have so many angles, Floyd, and most of them are usually bad, which is sad.
It is really.
But it's none of his business. You know, it's just none of his business.
Yeah, it isn't. But apparently he has women falling at his feet who likely give him. You know, he may put on quite a performance about how he wants you to be an investor in this thing. He's, you know, and then it turns out those schemes. Ponzi, is that what they're called?
Ponzi pyramid, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah. So here's your healing, or not healing.
There are two different things.
Here's your angel card.
Your angel card, subject is teaching and learning.
Okay.
Archangel Zedekiah, keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others.
You know, I like the other deck better. It seems to be more on the money.
Well, it's healing angel card. So there's a healing theme where this is kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Some of it healing.
I don't see how that pertains to you, but...
Well, it doesn't pertain to this reading necessarily, but it doesn't mean in her life, you know, and what she does.
I love your reading, Deborah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That makes me feel really good, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Call us again and we'll look into this. All right. Take care, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Did you explain you leave them on... hold unless they want to go.
I don't always explain it, but...
Oh, I think we know who this one is, too.
203, Connecticut. 203.
Well, there she is. Hi, Pat.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I didn't want to miss you guys, so I'm calling in without a worry. So let's focus on something positive.
Yeah.
If you're reading.
And I don't know what to ask for. Money, love. I know money. I'm not sure what's happening with money.
Money. Wait, you know, I got to say here for a real quick minute. You know.
Say again?
I was just going to say something regarding money. We are all living in a time right now where having enough doesn't seem to be, you know, status quo for a lot of us. I was reading a great big story about Britain and how a lot of people are not even charging their electric wheelchairs because they need that money for buying food. Some people, some people are turning their heat off because they can't afford it. And they kind of stop when it comes to Christmas. These families are deciding over there, none of us old grown-ups are getting any presents. It's all for the kids.
Yeah.
A lot of families have done that here in the past, too.
Yeah, but I mean, we got to give it not more importance than it deserves. You know, as long as we got some, you know, I think that's important for us to be grateful for what we get.
No, I am a very grateful son of a bitch. Or some bitch, if you want to talk like a redneck, or SOB, if I want to, like, use acronyms. But, yeah.
All right, Pat. Well, what?
She said money.
Now, you do a little bit of work, don't you, for others, as you
can? I do. I take care of dogs. That's about it.
Oh, how darling is that?
Well, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it's great, but it's not a lot. Not a
right,
lot
that's
of
the problem. That's the problem with that kind of stuff, that it's so much fun and a blast. It's usually not going to get you into a mansion, but, you know, that's unfortunate. International shout out to the UK to Mike.
Hey there, Mike.
Word up, dog.
I'm thinking intuitively he's Bill Clinton tonight.
He's John Bill Clinton Smith.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Bill Clinton technically is a middle name, sort of.
Is he still living?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. Well,
you'd have think Hillary would have done away with him by now.
You know they got nothing to do with each other.
All right, I'm laying them out for you,
Cards
Pat.
Going down.
Yes, they are.
And read those cards, my dear. Read them now.
Well, I think that they're, especially after the first of the year, the cards seem to all be projecting for everybody closer to the new year. And that makes sense when you think that this time of year is actually meant for, like, tying up loose ends, making new plans, you know, heading into the new year kind of as a new person. So I feel you're going to have more work opportunities after January 1st. So in the meantime, we all just got to do what we got to do and struggle to get through.
Yeah, but, you know, also on the flip side, you don't see any devastating financial hardships upon the horizon for either, right? So take the positive out of that, right?
That's what
do. I'm in a financially devastated, you know, I just don't want that to continue. You know, at this point.
Or get worse.
Right. I just want to be able to, you know, pay these bills for chance and whatever unexpected things are coming up that are really important. They want another test.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
And if they do the other test, what are the options? Is that going to mean treatment for him, surgery? You know,
no, more money. More money buying supplements, not cheap. Anyway.
Right. Yep. Now we talked about this.
So, yes. Yeah.
Do you see me just managing through the new year, up to the new year?
At this point, I would see that as a blessing, you know, and they've always said, you know, over time that if you send in something, you know, as a payment, you're acknowledging the bill, you're, you know, doing the best you can.
Depending on the place, most of them will see the effort and say, okay.
Well, the credit cards, I don't know how
are. Yeah, right. But like a utility bill, they will work with you. Utilities and rent, that depends on who the jackwad you're paying rent to, too.
Have you thought about consolidating?
What do you see just me getting through till the new year?
Kind of the same where she is, kind of?
I would say pretty much at the level you're at right now. But
probably not what you wanted to hear.
If we go forward with a positive mindset, and I don't know about the very wealthy, but I think basically all of us have really big obstacles in our life that can be emotional. They can be financial, of course. They can also have to do with mental health. So I've never really looked at anybody's cards and saw them living the life of Riley, whoever Riley is.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So, the only thing I would say to you, Pat, is try not to let a lot of little things bother you. I fall into that trap myself.
A lot of people do. Humans do that.
Yeah, and it's the minutiae, and everything is just hitting you the wrong way. So try not to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Good one. Good.
All right. Real quick, my dear. The angel card subject is, not a fun word, patience.
Oh, no.
Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience. Patience, we don't like.
No, I don't like that word, or persevere. That's another one.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that means like, it tells you like, yep. All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
And yes, give a little kiss for in a hug.
Yep, and we'll talk to you again very soon. We know that.
Yes, we love you.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
Many of you call us every time we're on. We love that.
We love it long time.
Yes, I don't feel like you're bothering us.
No, we don't. Yeah, no, it's the opposite. We like new people and regulars. We like it all. Or people that are sort of new, kind of new. We like a little bit of everything.
Yes, we do.
We're up on that, dog. All right. We're going to go to area code 267, which is Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Ooh, Pennsylvania. Who's on the line, please?
Welcome.
It's Jessica. Hey, guys.
Jessica, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? You all right?
I'm good. I ended up not taking that twin home. I just, like, my intuition, it was just like, no, don't do it. So I didn't.
Cool.
And then it was interesting because I was, like, doing a lot of manifesting and just, like, speaking to spirit. And then a couple of days later, this great house appeared. And I was going to then take that one, but the landlord was like a little bit off, and I was like, oh, now I can't say yes to this either. And then what dawned on me, I was like, you know what, besides the landlord being weird, and I can't deal with that for at all, I said, you know what, I want to secure my job first and have that confirmation. I don't want to move into my new place stressed about money. So I said, let me put like full steam ahead with the job search. And that's where I am. I've done two interviews since the last time we spoke, and I'm waiting to hear back from one lady. Somebody else said that I'm going for a second interview on Friday. Like, things are shaping up, but now
great.
Thanksgiving's coming.
Yeah.
I really want to have the job secured and my new house by Thanksgiving. I know it's next week, but miracles are happening.
They are.
I just think what your cards are saying. I mean, I want to think positive about it.
Sure. And that's the best way to think. And it sounds like you have made a wise plan.
You got to follow your gut.
Well, and, you know, like
you really
said, if you nail down the employment thing,
then you have
then
more
you
freedom.
Know budget-wise what you got for the home thing, for the
Absolutely.
House, apartment, whatever thing. I remember one time I made a move right in the middle of doing, like, I didn't really have a good place. I remember I moved into, like, Ghetto City.
Remember.
I took the lowest thing there was because I was kind of bouncing around. I was working like two jobs. Yeah. I didn't have one that was steady. So I said, I got to take the cheapest piece of crap place that is still habitable. It wasn't like there was roaches and rats attacking me or anything, but it was not in a great neighborhood. So I probably should have waited in other hindsight.
Okay.
Here we
now,
go.
I want to be wrong. All right, Jessica, put that out there right at the start. But if your cards are saying that having Thanksgiving being a deadline is being a little too optimistic.
Yeah, a little too. It's probably a hurdle that might be too big to jump.
Yes. So, and it's kind of putting a bit of a negative spin on everything in your cards as a result. And that can happen.
And you don't know, a lot of businesses probably see the holidays coming, like, unless they're desperate, they're like, no, we don't. and or depending on what kind of business they're in, they might not want to hire right now in the next 8 days.
Well, look at your company closes for 2 weeks over the Christmas.
Yeah, thing. anywhere from 9 to 14 days.
Yeah. So I would say for you, keep doing what you're doing. I want to be wrong. You have a second interview coming up. And, you know, every reading is really only about potential. If you have the potential for a home or a job or, you know, you can span the spectrum. But that doesn't mean that it's carved in stone. All right. So
when do you think that this job is going to be secured? Because I was like really sort of pushing it over the last like week and a half, like again, like really like hardcore manifesting stuff. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm kind of tired of constantly doing this. I want to relax. My body wants to relax. And, I haven't heard back from this one girl. I mean, I had it all planned out that I was going to hear back from this one job. And now I'm thinking that I'm like beyond possibly that job. I mean, I ended up scoring an interview, and this is the second interview that's coming up next week for a job that pays double of what this other job is going to pay that I haven't heard back from yet.
That's why I'm saying I want the cards in this reading not to be correct, because I want you to have that opportunity. And a second interview is really a positive sign, unless they got 150 applicants, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of factors, right? And, yeah.
But I want to be realistic, but also optimistic for you.
Sometimes that can be a trick.
Yeah.
Not in this case, but I'm saying sometimes that can be a trick nowadays.
So
you asked about the job or about the house for Thanksgiving?
I put to the cards both.
Okay.
And it, like I said, there was a, like it put the pall over the rest of your cards, because mainly it's the short deadline that you might have wanted to run it, well, maybe to the 15th of December. I don't know. It's whatever feels right for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what Jim is doing.
All right, you got to move on.
Do you think that I'll hear back from this lady, like the first, second interview where I asked her for some more money? Do you think that I'll hear back from her?
That is a really good but complex question for me. I think it'd be best if you bring that to your next reading, right?
Yeah, okay. Right now, yeah, that's almost like a new reading.
It would be a new reading.
And you wouldn't want her just to throw, not give that good attention. So real quick, Adam, now these are interesting, and these mean something for these. They both kind of came out back to back, and I think they relate to each other. We're going to call it your angel cards plural reading.
Okay.
One is healthy lifestyle. Archangel
Raphael. Which is what I'm taking.
Eat a healthy, eat a healthy diet, get adequate sleep, exercise, and exercise regularly for optimal health, and then go along with it, is outdoors, Archangel Jophiel. Go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas.
So that isn't giving you anything about a job and a home.
Well, this is about
but
your
it's
personal,
about you.
Probably mental and physical health together. Mm-hmm. Maybe a lot of the stress, maybe you got to take time to do these things.
Yeah, that's what the focus was, like the last like sort of day and a half. It's like I just need to just take walks and sleep, and it's been a long day. I just want to I was waiting for my house to relax, but now I'm just relaxing here because I have to, you know.
Yeah, you know what? And you gotta achieve these goals. You gotta take care of yourself and make your mental and your physical health.
See, it's your optimum.
Yeah, both of them have to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to you. Your interview's on Friday. We'll be on for sure Friday night.
Yeah, Friday's our thing.
We would love to hear how it goes.
Yeah.
If you want to come back for your reading, and what we can do is look at the impression you left.
Sure.
On the interview.
Or anything else you want to talk. Whatever you want to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So thank you, guys.
Care.
I appreciate it.
Yep,
thank you.
We wish you the best of luck.
Oh, we do. We do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The thing is, we are invested. when I read the cards, I see your heart. I see you and those around you. And the thing is, I feel emotionally invested. I want all of you to come out as a winner in everything that you do.
Unless you're some kind of sadistic, broken individual, you want people to succeed in what they're trying to accomplish.
You really do.
Right, as long as they're not trying to accomplish building some kind of a factory that eats puppies, or like maybe you're supplying dog meat to Korea or something like that. I mean, as long as you're trying to make your life better and fix your love life or whatever, we support all that.
We really do.
We does it a lot. All right, we're going to go to area code 254. Ooh, another great place. Great state of Texas.
Texas, welcome. And
hey, it's Gabby.
Hello.
Wow, Gabby.
I had a feeling it was her.
That's pretty awesome. That's what, two in a row, right?
I think we lost her last time.
Yeah, my minutes kind of got cut out. Sorry.
All right. Well, then this is all your time. Let us have it.
Yep. What's up?
Well, I want to go back and answer my question about me and my family this Thanksgiving, because I feel like I really need a break from living with a room, living with a house full of 12 other women and the drama, the cattiness. I'm just like, I know it's my brother and he's doing fine and I just want him to get adopted. So I want to know, will I ever see my family again this year before the end of the year?
Oh, honey, yes. I will do that for you.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right. And that's a good heartfelt question.
Definitely.
Yeah. And you seem to, based on all the calls we have, we'll just let it go. You seem to be really, at least you're trying, and that's all you can do. You're trying to make things better and move on to a better part of your life. This is not your life. It's just a temporary thing going on in your life.
I've had trouble living with one female. I don't know about living with a couple dozen of them.
Well, I've been stuck in a small, very confined space with hundreds and hundreds of guys. I.e. on an aircraft carrier. Two aircraft carriers.
To deal with, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Actually, I sure would love to have been stuck in a birthing full of 99 other females to see how that was. That might have been a lot of fun.
Sounds more like an erotic fantasy to me.
You call it what it is. I would like to have experienced that.
Okay, Gabby, there is light at the end of this tunnel. You know, I can't bring you any good news about how long it will be or when your release would be available, but I see you with your brother. Very definitely in the future, is the future.
It's not like 1,000 years from now.
No. And the best
I haven't seen him in like a year, probably 1 or 2 years, I think.
And how old is he again?
He's 13. He'll be 14 on the day Barack Obama became president the first term.
Oh. Yeah.
He was born on that day. So we kind of call him the Obama baby.
Oh,
some may like that.
I bet
Obama
would love that.
Well, of course he would.
You know, your entire life is under sure to come true. And I swear to God, your life is going to turn. You are going to shift into everything that you hope and, you know, wish for. Okay? You've got to keep your emotions in check. That's what's big in your reading is... Don't let anger or frustration or any of that get the better of you. It's going to be to your detriment where you are. So you're going to just have to, you know, get through it.
You're going to have to deal with the day-to-day stuff and then eventually you're going to get there. Right?
Yeah. And it's going to take a lot of faith on your part, but you will get out of this. You will live a great life.
This will be something you can reflect on someday.
Oh, and I think you're going to write something fabulous when these years are behind you about the experience.
A lot of people that go through these types of things are building a lot of material if they are writers.
Yeah, they do.
If you're a writer, this could be like this could actually be like, wow, I'm actually glad I went through that, because look at the product I'm putting out when I write.
There's a new home, a husband, and home back with your family waiting for you. So don't worry, it's not like you have to catch a plane at 8 p.m. It's not like that. It's going to be there for you. It's part of your future.
It's going to happen when it's meant to happen.
Okay, would you like to... Yeah.
Your angel card reading subject is compassion.
Yeah.
Archangel Zadkiel again. Soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself. So it's probably easier said than done, but where you're at and what you desire and all the things you want, soften your heart, I think, and just probably have faith in the angels.
So what you got to do.
Yeah, what else can you do, really, in this world? You either have faith or you, like, dig yourself into a dark place.
It is going to end, Abby. There is an ending.
She seems very positive.
All right, honey, take care.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. I love you.
Love you too, Gabby.
Good job.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, you
try. Well, you too, and try to call us before then. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, it's got to be really hard when you are living in a situation where your freedom is not your own.
Yeah, it's kind of it is, yeah. All right, we're going to go out to 432, Texas, 432.
Texas. Who's with us?
Hello. Hi, guys. I'm sorry. I had you on speakerphone. I took you off now.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. I would do the same.
And you are?
My name is actually Christina. But I came in as Vanessa Bohr on your messenger.
She's the new person on Facebook. Well, I'm glad you called.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Awesome. Quite awesome.
This is your first time?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Well, a very special welcome to you.
Welcome in.
Yes. Now, because this is your first time, I haven't been able to build an intuitive / spiritual connection yet with you.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a little details, like if you're single or married, you have children, you're working, just some little stuff so I feel a bit of familiarity going into your...
Well, the good thing is she was here very early in the show, so she probably watched and listened to a lot of the readings, so keep on doing what they were doing.
So... I am 46. I have two kids, a 13-year-old special needs child, and my daughter is 11. I am married, but my marriage is complicated, to say the least. That's kind of not what I'm calling in for, because I think I've already made some decisions on that part.
Okay.
Experiencing right now, I have my degree in legal studies, and I've worked for several law firms, and ultimately, I ended up having to quit last year because I got COVID really bad.
Oh,
I actually had COVID and pneumonia, I was supposed to be hospitalized, and it took me a good 4 months to actually recover from it, and I've been out of work since. So since last October 31st, I've been out of work. Thankfully, my husband, he is employed, he works, and he's been supporting the family, but I've come to the point with the way, the direction that our marriage is going, you know, I need to secure a job where I can actually support my children and I. And I know that he'll pay child support and so forth, but I don't want to be dependent on that. I want to be okay. I'm not saying I don't have to be rich. I just want to make sure me and my kids are taken care of. And so for the last year, here and there, I've been applying at jobs that I felt I qualified for, or I even applied to jobs that I may have even been overqualified, but I just wanted that foot in the door. And I've actually went, I don't know to how many interviews this past year, but in just the month of October, I went to like 5 interviews. And it just seems like, you know, they talk to me and I feel like I'm getting some good rapport between us. And I feel very confident. I even have one friend that works HR at an oil field company, and she actually kind of pushed my application through to a position. And ultimately, I end up getting emails saying they've gone with someone else. And I have to say it is kind of killing my spirit a little bit because I'm getting a little discouraged. Yeah.
Sure.
And I'm just, I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, there is one potential job still out, actually two. One's working for the federal government, but I don't even know if that's going to happen because I've been waiting for that for a while. And the other one is through an HR, it's HR through an oil field company. And I haven't heard back from them either. And I'm just kind of wondering, is if you see something coming up, you know, maybe the next month or so, or is this going to be something like the new of the year, you know, new year, maybe
right.
New position? Am I going to, I don't know. I will have to say I am kind of giving up at this point. It's like, I feel defeated.
I will save for a new caller. You gave the most incredible amount of information that everybody should take.
Yes, they could learn from you.
Oh, and I'm not making fun of you. That was great. That was perfect. That was great background. You laid out the whole scenario, where you are, what you want, and things that are getting you down. That's perfect. That's what everybody should do. Anyway, there you go, Deb.
And I love how you're plotting this.
Yeah.
In a very logical fashion.
Yeah, she's got a plan, and that's one thing that has to happen in her plan is to get a good job.
And it's a crappy time of year right now for so many folks trying to get a job. I haven't been able to tell from readings if it's because there's too many applicants or they're being wishy-washy about hiring. It just seems like there's a big lull. And it certainly doesn't help those like you. And I have a son that struggles, you know, in this type of thing too. What I'm seeing here is that you, like the other lady, you're going to have to use patience. I hate that word. And keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
I definitely see that your marriage is coming to a close. It's definitely, and it appears through no fault of your own, but I think it's good that you're also, I feel looking at your card, you're taking the stability of your children into account.
Right.
So if you can, yes, make it into the new year, you know.
Okay.
Unless something fantastic comes along. And miracles do happen. But right now what I feel is we're going to have to get over the hump of the holidays for all of us.
Okay.
But different companies have different agendas for hiring
they
and
do.
Whatnot.
But
and
keep going.
But if you keep going, it's going to happen.
Well,
you know for a fact it is. You're just getting discouraged.
I've actually had several people suggest I apply for law school because I was an office manager and a criminal paralegal for two attorneys three law firms. And I'm not saying I know all about the law, but my experience and then of course with me having my education, people have mentioned to me like, You would be a great attorney. You would do great.
You'd have a nice.
I have a fear for it though. I guess I'm scared because I feel I won't be smart enough to finish. Does that make sense? I know it's silly, but
every adult on this earth.
And you know, I got to tell you, my problem was always at the start. I was terrified to register to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was smart enough to go. So, you know what, though? You don't know. I mean, if you call in again, we can look at it, and I can read the cards and say for you, will you finish if you undertake law school?
Yeah, and you follow us on Facebook, right? You follow the show?
I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
So you get notified every time we go live because we broadcast them on Facebook Live simultaneously every show. So you can, we welcome everybody to call in. We literally have some people that call in every single show.
Yes.
Some that call in every, about once a week and some maybe 2-3 months.
I really
so whatever
feel,
you want.
Yeah. And I feel if I get more connected to you, you know, spiritually, I'm going, you are, for one thing, you are a highly intelligent lady. And on my blog or my website, I have a blog. And on there, I wrote about people that have the mind of a scientist. And that is you.
Mm-hmm.
There, that you have a high degree of being able to analyze. She's very analytical. You have really good deductive skills. I mean, you've got a lot. And people that have suggested to you that law school should be on your horizon, I think they're like angels, you know, from an angel's mouth to your ears.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with keeping that as a goal.
Yeah.
But you're probably smart to focus on this goal. This goal means to come first. But
if you're in a dire situation, I would then recommend that you try and take what you can get and get out the door. Personally, I'm not seeing it as that.
No, that, I think she said that too.
Yeah.
She just feels it's time to move on, but she's got to secure a good employment future. That's part of the step that she wants to do.
You need to call me again.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. The marriage part is there's some abuse. There's mental, emotional, spiritual abuse.
Yep.
We've been trying this now, and I think it's already come to the conclusion. I mean, I feel it. I sense it. We live in the same home, but we're roommates. We're basically roommates.
I think that's very common.
As long as you and your children are not in any kind of danger.
Yeah, as long as you...
Right.
But if it escalates, that's going to be your priority one.
Peacefully coexist.
It's getting out of there.
Yeah, and nobody's in danger.
Right.
That's the priority.
So, we're going to give you your Uber card now.
All right.
Okay.
Stand by for your intro card reading before we move on to the next caller. Subject is All Is Well. That's a card that we like to get. Archangel Jeremiah says everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to, with hitting blessings you understand. So even though you're frustrated, the Archangel's big saying, this is the way it's supposed to be.
It's a time of transition and growth.
This is your path.
Mm-hmm.
It may seem like a shitty path right now, but it sounds like it's not going to the end of the path is going to be good.
This goes out to all of you. Anybody wants to have private session with me, please go to my website. I'll connect with you right away after you arrange a session.
Yeah, you got to arrange a time and a session, and you guys work out your time slot. Yep.
You were going to say.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say I can accept that. I mean, I can feel. Actually, I can concur with that message altogether because that's how it feels right now.
But it's a positive thing because a lot of people probably are thinking, this sucks in my life. But it's like the Archangel saying, this is the way it's supposed to be right now. It's like you're on a path, like the bumpy potholes and all that crap. But that's not going to be forever.
When you look back a year from now, it's going to all make sense.
Dodging dog poop.
Yeah.
It's like a crappy path right now, but that's not a forever.
Right.
Path. Yeah. Don't be a stranger. I'd love to read for you more.
Yeah. Watch out for that.
All right. I sure will. I'll pop in. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I appreciate it so much.
Oh, yep. You're so welcome.
Yep. Well, welcome to first time caller.
Yes.
Let's move on.
All right.
We're going to go to area code 443, which is in the land of Mary. Maryland, 443.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, is this, ooh.
Yep, it's Suzanne.
It is Suzanne, okay. It's been so long I was getting, I didn't know if it was Suzanne, I'm sorry. Pardon.
What's happening in your world?
Suzanne.
Not much. I mean, you know, same. I'm working 6 days a week and just, you know, calling in for an update. See what you think the next couple months look like for me.
Okay, now, folks. the last caller had to give me a lot of information because she was new.
She's brand spanking new.
But Suzanne has been with us for quite a while.
Not brand spanking new to this show.
Yeah. So I can give her, yes, you're right. But I can give her a generalized.
Generalized, I'm just kidding. I'm being like Ed McMahon is annoying to Johnny. Like,
all right, so here we go. Jim will chat.
Chit-chat. It sounds like you're on the road. Are you on the road?
Always on the road. Always,
always on the road. The Rolling Stone gathers no mob. A stupid saying.
Well, that means movement.
I know what it means, but sometimes I was like, but I didn't really like that saying. You know, the Rolling Stone gathers no mob. You know, moss isn't necessarily a bad thing, first of all.
Okay, how did we get on that?
She's on the road. She's always on the road. She's always on the go, always moving. She works 6 days a week. She's always on the road.
Suzanne, while I'm laying these out for you, did they ever figure out what that big explosion and fire was that was in the news just this week? Or maybe you just haven't heard.
Oh, the explosion? That's not really near me. I don't know. It happened this morning, right?
Yes.
I know nothing about this.
I did not see. Yeah, it was in Potomac, Maryland, which is really close to like D.C.
Oh, that's close to us.
I'm actually closer north of Baltimore. So.
Yep, I got you. Yep. Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
So I'm further. I don't know what happened.
Oh, it's so fresh. Probably there's not much info. I just thought I'd throw that out there because I saw the pictures and it was horrific.
Yeah, I had a rough day at work.
Yeah, it was terrible.
All right, for you, I'm going to say the next couple of months should be very kind of uneventful, nice, you know, the holidays and all, but your cards also hold a warning for you. Be very careful when you're out driving. Be defensive.
Okay.
It isn't your driving. It's, what about the other one? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Yep. Sorry, Deb.
I got sidetracked.
It's
going to be somebody else, and especially as the weather starts to get snowy and, you know, icy, just be very careful.
Okay.
I am not perceiving a death.
And holiday traffic.
Yeah, could be, it could lay you up for a while.
Or take your vehicle out of service or... You know, you saw a physical issue, though, right?
Yeah, I feel that you would suffer some injuries.
Yeah, so just keep an eye out. If you see somebody doing something stupid or you think, hey, maybe I should do that, well, maybe you shouldn't, you know, type of thing.
Okay. My late husband, for a period in his life, he was one of those big rig, long-distance truck drivers, and his advice always was, in the years after, whenever you're... you know, like close to a semi, get away from them. Because he said a lot of times they can be very dangerous, you know, if the guy...
Yeah.
Because Daryl used to go for days without sleep, living on, like, drugs.
No dose. No,
bigger drugs. Yeah, so for some reason, I was supposed to mention that to you about semi-trucks. So,
okay. Well, I travel 95 every day. Yeah.
Is that where they are?
Oh, yes. Interstate 95. What a glorious, glorious, lovely path.
Yeah.
Every time I've been on it, I've wanted to hang myself.
Anyway, all in all, things are going to really be rather pleasant. See you and your husband entering kind of a, I don't know if it's romantic after a bunch of years, but a very... lovely interlude together.
Okay.
But be careful of this temper. It's always ever present. If some little thing could set him off.
Yeah, so, he's doing that thing, that transition part of his life that's making him anti-happy right now.
So
I remember that.
Yeah, so mainly that's the message, is be careful driving.
Okay.
That's an important message.
I will do that.
And... you know, when you're behind an accident, somebody has to get away. And now we have cell phones. But people often will slow way down, and it can cause that accident to grow.
Well, it's the rubberneckers.
Yeah. Best advice. Get out of there.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Real quick. Angel card reading before we move on. The subject is, I gotta put me specs on. All right, real quick. Subject is peace by subject. Archangel Shamael, which is, that's SeaWorld, isn't it? But no, it's not.
No.
Peace comes from remembering that only love is real.
That's Shamu.
I know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's,
gotcha.
That's a great card to have, Suzanne.
It is. I mean, peace is that we need more of in this damn world.
Wait, don't
peace.
We really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, it's great to hear from
you.
It's been many moons.
Yes. So we will be looking to hear from you after you eat all your turkey.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I will have to say on that subject.
What?
Is having been a motorcycle rider, you actually become... You're almost like a card reader. You're almost like ESP. You start anticipating people screwing up.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm in this guy's blind spot. Got to get out of that. Or I see this guy get kind of antsy. He's going to do a quick lane change. I need to get ahead of him quick or back off. That type of stuff. Like you said with the big rig.
Right, exactly. And it came to me about that.
Yeah.
But I want to put a word out to everybody who is going to be looking at a lean Thanksgiving. Don't even think about Christmas yet. Let's just look at Thanksgiving. If you don't have much for money, you can make this a very nice, simple, inexpensive holiday. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. All right? Remember, simplicity is the secret to happiness. So what you can do is go to Walmart or whatever store where you buy your groceries, and they're on the cheap side. Get yourself one of these little Jennie-O turkey, what are they called, like turkey roast. It's like in an oblong pan. It's frozen. It has light and dark meat. It's got no legs, no wings, but there's enough there that you could nicely feed four people as long as you aren't all, you know.
Yes, and you can make an ass ton of stuffing, and it's not expensive. It becomes expensive when we start doctoring it up with meat,
sausage,
and bacon. It can get expensive then.
That little roast comes with gravy that you can, you know, make, heat it up, and go to like the Dollar Tree.
Oh, and gravy packets are cheap.
Yeah, go over there. You can get a box of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, instant potatoes.
Yeah, if you like to.
Oh, I love instant potatoes. I love them to this day.
But you're
not
scared. But he's scared to make them. Go figure.
Well, you just screw up one ingredient. You either got a lump of shit, or you got like cream. It's so too runny.
You can get all the fixings in a dollar store, and that will be a nice little. Well, we don't have much money this year, but you got your little Thanksgiving. And look at the faces. I'm gonna cry. It's so dear to my heart. Look at all the faces around your table and be grateful for that, you know. So I just wanted to put that out for you. Don't sweat the turkey, all right?
And actually, you know what, when you think, I know it's relative, depends on your budget, but this time of year, if you shop around, somebody's got a turkey with a pretty good deal per pound. You don't have to get a turkey that's as big as your stove unless you have a 30 people to feed.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for the little family of four.
Oh, yeah, if you got a little family of four, you're
right. You just
right.
don't have the money for this.
Or sometimes you'll find a place that's got them for like 49 cents, 59 cents a pound. If you got to buy some other stuff, some places, if you buy 50 bucks of this, you're going to give you this for 39 cents a pound.
Then
you already know you got to buy 50 bucks worth of stuff, then do it. Rock it.
Well, everybody,
rock it hard.
We're going to have to say goodbye.
When you
got to
go, you got to go.
Where is she? Where is that Madonna?
Well, okay. Yeah, it's supposed to be.